What you see becomes simple. What you don't see appears complicated. If you see things as they are, you see that the universe is based on a few simple principles. When you don't see, you try to think about things. What possibility is there for us to get somewhere by thinking about the universe? Your body has trillions of cells. If you don't know yourself, look at how complicated your body seems. You also have feelings. Add those in and look at how complicated things become. And then add thinking to that. Look at what a complicated phenomenon this is. Complicated because we don't see, and instead try to figure it out. What does it mean to see? Is it your eyes that see? The maximum credit you can give them is that they see the surface, shape, texture, color. But that's not seeing. In order to see, we need another light, the light of consciousness. Consciousness is like a flashlight, but with one difference. When you're in the dark, you turn on the flashlight and shine light on objects, and you see them. But with the light of consciousness, you see the essential nature of the phenomena you are looking at. You see their isness. You see how they belong to the whole of existence. You see things in unity. Because nothing exists as a separate thing. Everything is interrelated and interconnected. Our education has taught us to look at things separately to figure them out, and then to try to put the separate pieces together. But there is one problem with trying to understand a house by only studying the materials it's made from. We forget that without the intelligence of the architect, there would be no house. If we look at ourselves and the universe as electrons, protons, atoms, molecules, we may think that the universe is matter and energy. This isn't wrong, but again, something is missing. How did it come to exist? What is its meaning and purpose? Leaving those out, we easily forget about the source. Could something as organized as the universe be the result of chance happening? There must be an intelligence that is operating. You may try to define who you are by your name, your parents and grandparents, by where and when you were born, what you studied, how much you earn, who your friends are, and all the experiences you've gone through. But all that is the story of your life. How about you yourself? If all of that defines you, your mother and father were your creator. But in fact, they simply provided material that divine intelligence entered into and gave light to. Because we don't know that, we don't know who we are. We think our birth is the beginning of our life, and our returning to the earth is our end. No wonder we're always afraid.